windswept bluff, he stands waiting. The man of your dreams. The man that will love you more than anything else for the rest of your life.
Wow.
You run to each other. Your bodies. Your lips. They're coming closer and closer together until finally you kiss. Okay, go.
Janet, like this.
I feel weird, Bev.
Weird? Wait till he shoves his tongue in your mouth.
Hey, jingity-jing, hee-haw, hee-haw. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing, hee-haw, hee-haw. You're tired, Christmas Donkey.
Did you get the lights for the dining room?
I'm looking for them, Teresa.
Now, this is Christmas, huh? This says Christmas.
Yes, it's beautiful.
There, Anne. Have Lou look for them.
My sister wants us up by the time Leo and Bev get back.
Uh-oh, gotta go.
Okay, Leo. Beverly Ann D'Onofrio, he's waiting.
Your father's home to go by the tree.
Okay, I'm coming, Mom.
Okay, so's Christmas.
Lou, the song's giving me a headache.
Wait, before you go with Pop.
What? Why would a guy want to put his tongue in my mouth?
What? A boy puts his tongue in your mouth because he wants you to bite it off.
Oh.
Go.
Bye, Mom. Hi.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Pop, the whole family's decorating the house.
Good.
Janet wanted to come.
Hey, you know, when you're in college, your sister will get her turn.
So if you're dreaming about getting warmer, let's drink along with the Everly Brothers.
Oh, good, that's our song.
Okay, great. Ready? One, two.
Dream, 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 dream. Dream, dream, dream when I want you.
Big one there. See? That's the one I'm gonna buy you when I'm rich.
I bet you will.
Mom and sis would like it.
Yep.
Hey, you thought about what you want for Christmas?
Mm. Huh? Mm. You want the bike, don't you? It's the bike, huh? But you think it's too expensive. See, I know how you're thinking, your little noggin. Come on, speak up. If you don't ask for anything, that's what you're going to get. Nothing.
Okay. There's this guy, Billy Schnarr, and he's really, really cute.
Billy Schnarr?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One of the smartest kids in the class.
Of course.
But you know who he likes? Guess who? Guess. Melissa Thomas. You know Melissa Thomas? The one with the braces and the ugly frizzy red hair? The one who thought Israel was in Europe.
Ah.
And you know why he likes her? Guess why?
Because she's stupid.
No, because she's got boobs. Or at least she looks like she does. But she really doesn't. It's because she wears this bra and it, like, squishes all her fat together. And it makes her look like she's got big boobs. Oh, Pop, I'm just going to die if I don't marry Billy Schnarr. I'm going to die all because Melissa has boobs? That's just way too tragic, even for Shakespeare. Okay, Pop. So that's why, for Christmas, I'd like a bra. To enhance what I got, which is a lot more than that Melissa Thomas.
I'm telling you nicely that you're too young.
Pop, you can't negotiate my boobs. Whether I'm too young to have them or not, I've got them. I'm a woman. It's just hard to see it through all these clothes.
Quiet. The answer is no. Keep your mind on books, not boys.
This is why therapists are wealthy. Moments like this. Why didn't he just get her the bra? It's certainly cheaper than a bicycle. Ah, parents and the damage they can do. Sometimes it's endless. But she survived. You know what they say. That which doesn't kill you makes you want to die. You see, if she was from the South, she would have turned her life into a country song. But since she's from Connecticut, she turned it into a book. A memoir. And someone wants to publish it if she can clear one last hurdle. That's why she called me this morning for help. And that's why this is a tough day to tell her I'm leaving her. I can always tell when she's nervous. She wears a lot of makeup. And today she's packed on an extra layer of nervous.
40 minutes late. I'm not complaining. It's just someone like you.
Sorry. So, we went off to solve the problem. Her problem. Mine would have to wait.
What happened?
You're cold, lean into the vent. Sorry.
Thank you for driving me all the way to Wallingford.
I just gotta make it fast.
If Ray isn't signed, they won't publish my book.
He will.
I know that tracking Ray down is hard for you.
Seeing Ray doesn't bother me.
Well, it should, and I understand. Okay, I'm not going to make myself nuts. I'm going to stay calm and be positive.
Good.
Did I show you the galleys? It's starting to look like a real book.
Did you just lick your hand and put spit in my hair?
Yeah, fixing it. Sorry. Just a little. Okay. I have a surprise for you. Finish the dedication. Of the many men who have come into my life, there is finally one I trust. Jason, this book is for you.
Don't take this the wrong way, but, don't dedicate the book to me. Let's just leave it at that. Just don't, huh?
Fine. Great.
I'm sorry. You know, it is possible I have my own stuff going on today.
What is it?
No, it's nothing. I'll get over it. Look, don't worry. I'm having a bad day. What's one bad day, right?
One day? Are you kidding? Let me quote myself. One day can make your life. One day can ruin your life. All life is 4 or 5 big days that change everything. And does he call you once? No. Bev, you're truly a great person. But someone as conceited as Sky Barrister's never going to see that. Because all he could see is himself. You know I'm right.
It's true, Bev.
Let me wear that dress.
What?
Bae, if I look half as beautiful as you do in that dress, then there's no way that Sky won't notice me.
You can wear my dress.
No, Bev. It won't fit. Faye, you've got to let me wear that dress.
Why?
Because I love you. Please.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay
Wait, did you take my scarf?
I have.
Okay.
You're sitting on my purse.
Okay. There.
Bobby's gonna crash with one of his friends. Oh, this dress is swimming on me. And you guys, don't blame me if this party's boring and no fun.
Fun? Fun? Fun is what you bring with you.
Do I sound like braces?
I don't know. Oh. There.
Is that?
Yeah. Who invited her to my party?
Who? Did you?
No.
Did you?
I invited Faye.
Like I was saying, the nose guard points to me. Like he's gonna hurt me.
Are they even?
I think so.
Yeah?
You know, you could be with any girl at this party. Of course, I know. It's just the place to get all the girls.
Bobby, wait. Where are we going?
Come here.
What?
Come. Mind if I sit? Great.
Ray Hassett.
Him? Where is he?
I don't know. He's in the bathroom.
Jay, stay here.
Sorry, Bev. I didn't mean to scare you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just completely distracted at the moment. Don't talk. Oh, yeah.
I'm hungry?
Oh, sure. Oh, do you want some salt?
Sure.
Yesterday, I kicked Alex Stasby's show short stories.
Listen, I'm doing something incredibly daring right now, and I'm trying my best to work up some optimism.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Exactly so.
Just a big chicken.
No, Beth. You know, someone once said a cow and a hero have one thing in common. Fear. Now, you may be scared, but you're no coward.
So I'm coming off the field and following me like I'm the mother duck of the scouts from Notre Dame, Penn State, so Ohio State, all fighting each other. We get to talk to each other. So I'm like, gentlemen, alphabetical order. So the guy from Penn State, he's first, and he comes up.
Yo, Scott. Wouldn't Notre Dame be first? I mean, if it's alphabetical order.
Hi, Sky.
Hi.
Here. Don't open it now. Read it later when you have a chance.
Later when I have a chance.
Read it.
The silver buttons of Night's velvet dress unbuttoned before your earthly eyes to reveal my simple universe and the complexity of our heavenly touch.
The last one was about her legs trembling and her heaving bosom.
She loves you.
Beth, I like to poke, Beth. Beth.
Okay.
Everything all right?
Can I have a cigarette?
You're blowing it out. You're blowing it out. Don't breathe out. Do you get it? You do it. I know you. You were in the play at the high school. You're Faye's friend. You're the smart one. I'm Ray Hasek, Bobby's friend. Faye made us go because she painted all the background stuff. Do you remember? You were the girl.
Juliet.
Yeah. You were beautiful. I was telling Bob, and I was like, watch that girl. She's going to feast on. That's what I said.
Yeah, well, I write my own stuff, too. And I'm probably going to go to NYU.
Oh, I'm sorry. But no, that's good. Wow. Look, I know it's none of my business, but why are you crying?
Because this guy, he said all this very personal stuff about me in front of everyone. But the poem was good. I think it'll hit him on the way home.
Wait, who is this guy?
Sky Barrister.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know that asshole. I'm gonna go tell him not to say stuff about you.
He's very handsome, so don't hit him in the face.
Okay.
It's because of the nose job.
Really?
Really? So much better. What is she still doing here?
She's blonde, right? 26?
Who's that? I didn't invite him to my party.
She doesn't have any windows.
Not a single one.
Do something else, guy.
Hey, this guy. Hey, he's gonna hit me.
What are you doing?
Right here. Come on.
Come on. What's the matter with you?
Hit me right here.
Come on, Scott. Everybody
get
hit me.
Get him.
Come on, hit me.
Get him.
No, come on, hit him.
I'm in.
I can't press.
Yeah, see, he came in, I go down.
I think it's broken.
There goes the season! Come on.
What?
Come on!
Get him! Get him!
Thanks, Tommy.
Sorry!
See you Monday, Beth.
Out of the way, Tommy! Go!
Can you open the front for me, please?
All right. This is Bobby in my favorite spot.
Right.
Hi.
Come here, you. So,
Beth, get in the front with Frank. I'm going.
Come here, sweetie. Baby, you know I'm heading out to basic. Please.
God, I'm going to miss you so much.
Oh,
thanks.
Hey, thanks for doing that for me back there.
Yeah.
Okay. Does your head hurt?
No. My father always said that my head was like a rock. He broke his hand twice on it.
What's in your chest? What is this?
Bev and I traded dresses. It's a little too big.
Oh, sweetie.
It doesn't look right on me. Mm-hmm. How come I never seen you around school?
Oh, I don't go.
Don't your parents care?
There's a lot of it.
My, pop, he got drunk and died fishing. And Ma, she, doesn't want me hanging around my sister. She thinks I'm bad like my brother.
See, you're all alone. You don't have anybody.
No. Well, there's Lizard. He's a friend.
Oh.
And,
Oh,
Well, I got Bobby. He's like family.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm spelling my name in hickey.
It's just your first name, then.
All right. Let's get you home.
Stop.
Oh, my knee.
Are you okay? I don't want to go home yet.
I just hurt my knee.
But I...
Listen. Don't. Beverly, listen. You shouldn't get mixed up with me, okay? I'm no good, okay?
You look good to me. Open your eyes. Don't take them off of me. Sorry, Daddy.
And what happened to your dress?
I don't know.
We're not going to see that girl again.
You cannot be trusted.
Come on, let's go home. Come on.
What are you doing? Say it again. Kid. I'm going to call you back. Look at you. For God's sake, button up your blouse. Hey. Hey. What happened to you?
Nothing happened. I'm still the same.
You know the brother of one of those you were with just got sent up for knocking off liquor stores? Do you know that?
Yeah, but he's doing really well in prison because he's learning a trade. Okay, all we were doing was making out. And I just met him, and I never go past second base with a guy I just met, which means nothing below the waist. My waist, not his. Oh.
You're home. Get out.
I swear nothing happened.
Jason, if this is you, say something great.
Hey, it's me. The last 2 weeks have changed my life, and you think I'm all involved with her, but I'm not. I just had to do this one day. This is a huge deal for her, and I'm going to tell her about us this morning. This afternoon, tops, and I swear I'm going to be back by 6 tonight, and you and I are on that plane. And, okay, here goes. Amelia... I love you.
Hey, that girlfriend of yours sure likes that horn.
She's not my girlfriend. She's my mother.
Your mother? Because I want to die. I want to die. I want to be dead. That's not too much to ask for. How am I going to tell my parents about this? I can't even talk to them about the weather. How am I supposed to tell them that I committed a mortal sin?
Okay.
A mortal sin!
Okay, okay. I know, I understand. Okay, calm down. We'll practice. Pretend that I'm your parents. Okay, you'll just say what you're going to say. You'll get through it. Okay, just tell it to me like you would tell it to them. Okay. Mom. Pop.
Yeah?
I don't know how to tell you this.
But?
I'm pregnant.
My daughter's a tramp. My daughter's a tramp. My daughter's a tramp! You're 15 years old. How can you do this to me?
You make me sick to my stomach. Why don't you just take my gun? Take my gun and shoot me in the head with the tramp. I wish that you were never born.
Come on. Okay, go.
Oh.
you should tell Ray first.
They say in Puerto Rico you could get rid of it, but I don't have any money. Do you have any money? That's it then.
What?
I just have to throw myself at my parents' mercy.
Okay.
If they could help me take care of the baby, then I could get a job and save some money.
That'd be good.
And then I could move to New York and get a job at a newspaper.
I can.
Something, you know, nothing big, something small.
Wait.
You know?
New York. Bev. What about me?
What about you?
Well, I love you.
A lot.
What, Bev?
What are you talking about?
What?
Why is this
Bev,
happening?
I'm sorry. Come on.
What are we gonna do?
Come on, Bev. What are you...
Life is over. I might as well jump.
What are you doing? Come on. We've been going out. I mean, do you love me?
It was summer.
Yeah, but do...
You are not the guy that I'm supposed to end up with. It would derail my life.
Bev, look at me. Bev. Bev, look. Okay, look, maybe you're not supposed to end up with me, but I'll make you happy, I swear to God. If you married me, I would cherish you for all the time, till death, till I die, till death, look, I may not be the perfect guy in a lot of ways, but I'm the right guy because nobody will love you like me, Bev. Please marry me because I'm shit without you.
Romantic. A marriage proposal that contains the word shit.
Sorry.
Okay, just hold on, Faye. Janet, door. I mean, can you believe he did that? I swear, Faye, I would rather die than marry Ray. I don't care what my father says or does to me.
Beth. Now, I know this sounds horrible, but my aunt fell down the stairs when she was and I thought maybe you could, you know? 5 minutes.
Good night, Faye. Janet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you $5 if you throw me down the stairs.
No!
Well, you know, I
appreciate it. Janet!
What have
you
been
doing? Better be asleep!
You mean since my show got I'd like to sell it.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Dear Mom and Pop, the immediate prospect of your reading this letter so shatters my spirit that it makes me a stranger to myself. Your fears over my behavior, which I thought arbitrary and unreasonably restrictive, seem now the stuff of wisdom. I have terrible news I've been withholding from you. But now, like the poison from an adder's tongue, I have to spit it out. I am pregnant.
Wow, that's really good writing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's more. Perhaps, after the anger for which you have every right to feel, you will remember I am the daughter you once loved.
Beverly.
This is what we're gonna do. She's gonna go to school until she starts to show. And then she'll get her high school equivalency. And then she'll get a great job as a secretary. And after they're married, they can move into the rec room with the baby. Right?
Actually, that's not the plan I have in mind.
Oh?
I've decided what's best for my future is not getting married. As you can see from my letter, I may have a flair for writing. So my plan is to move.
You have a plan? You have a plan? Well, I had a plan too. I was gonna work hard, raise a good family, hold my head up proud. That plan's dead. You know what else I thought? No. No, I better not.
Go ahead, Pop. Say whatever you want.
You were special. And you ruined your life. And you broke my heart.
I just... Don't cry, Pop, please. Mom's right. Everything's gonna be okay. Because we're gonna get married. Because we're in love. And we're gonna get married.
Right behind
you. You're late. What happened?
You know my parents. I just sneak out of the house.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's the shoe polish for?
Decorating the car, silly.
I got her a couple books of green stamps. I hope that's all right.
Please, just everybody stand still.
So handsome.
Stop it, Lizzie.
Stop hitting that girl.
Come
on. I can't get a picture.
Come on.
Stop moving around, everybody. Ready? All right. All right, do I got it?
Fine.
Take the picture already.
All right, Kenny, I got it.
Take the picture, will you?
That was a good one.
Can we have some more?
She gets too hungry for dinner. Loves the theater. She's never come late. She's never bothered with people she is. That's why the lady is a... Sorry.
Okay, this is for Bobby.
You were my first love, and you'll be my last love. I will never make you blue. I'll be true to you.
I got it.
In this whole world.
This is a wedding.
Hey, let her finish!
I'm sorry.
Save for the Vietnamese, man.
I love you, Bobby.
I love you, too.
Hey, pass the wine.
Alice, for the way you look at me.
Hey, when I get back, we're starting our own garage. Cars, bikes, thinking maybe even trucks. Yeah? Yeah! Yeah! That's great. Because between you and me, I didn't have any idea how I was going to make a living.
It's a lovely.
That's tradition.
Thank you. I really needed those kids.
Give it to Teresa.
Yeah.
No, give it to Teresa.
Get in here.
Give it to Teresa.
Ow.
Right here. No.
Give it to me.
Thank you very much. I really like the background. Bev, look at Tina and Kevin. Love is born and the game. She loves me.
Say hello.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
All right.
Thank you.
We're going to take a 5-minute
intermission. All right.
We're going to get something to eat. We'll be back. Chicken manure. But thank you very much.
Don't be a should have danced. What's the matter? What?
My father never asked me to dance. He's embarrassed to be seen with me.
Oh, you are crazy. Nobody would be embarrassed to be seen with you.
Well, how come no one's even come to say hi? I'm the bride. The only other person who's even looked at me is my crazy Aunt Mildy, who keeps calling me Agnes, who's my dead cousin.
Agnes!
Hi, Mildy. Mwah. You know what?
I love you!
Who cares about them? Right? No, I know what's gonna happen. As soon as you graduate, your parents are gonna send you off to some fancy school, and I'm gonna be left here alone. With a kid.
Let's hear a speech. Come on. Oh, good idea.
Speech.
Donnie, drum roll. All right. There are times in a man's life when there is cause to celebrate.
See?
And finding friends to celebrate with is easy. But then there are times like this. And if there are still people by his side, then those are his real friends. His real family. We all know what brought us here. And the fact that you all still saw it in your hearts to come. Well, you're in my heart forever. Salute. Now you can go back and eat. Isn't that nice?
Nice, Leo.
Beautiful,
very nice.
Leo.
Nice,
that was beautiful, baby. Thank you, Pete. Sit down.
Thank you.
So.
Awesome, I know. She's not going to sing again, is she?
Shh. Hi. My name is Faye. And I'm Bev's best friend. I just wanted to say how beautiful Bev looks tonight. And to wish her all the happiness in the world. And now that I've said that, maybe one of you could say it to her too. He's sitting over there. He's a girl that just has this light around her.
It's the chair.
And when you're near her, you just know something exciting is going to happen. So if you all think you deserve some sort of a medal for being here just because of the special circumstances...
Oh, Faye, that's enough.
No, wait, Mr. D, I'm not finished just yet. If you all think you're so great for being here, then don't bother talking to me either. Okay? Because I'm pregnant, too.
She's what?
Okay.
It's like an epidemic.
You could all go back to eating now. Salute.
Donnie.
Come on, fellas. Put the food down. One, two, three.
Zippy. That's your cousin to dance.
I'm not kidding.
Janet, stand to Zippy.
I don't know.
Swear to God, you're not joking.
I swear. I just found out day before yesterday. I figured I had to tell Bobby first. I'm sorry. It's okay. It's okay. There's not going to be any kind of a ceremony or anything. We're getting married next week before Bobby gets shipped off. My father wanted to send me to Arizona to live with my brother Dennis while I was pregnant and put the baby up for adoption. My mom talked him out of it, so that's what's going on.
We're going to be pregnant together. And we're both going to have girls. And they're going to be just like us.
She's crazy. Keep him close. Don't peek.
Bev, I'm right here.
Are you coming?
Oh, come in.
Okay. Okay, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Come on.
What is it?
What is it? This is our place! This is where we're gonna live! Huh?
How'd you do this?
I talked to your father, okay? He pulled some strings, got a public housing.
My father helped you?
Us? Yeah, I think he was glad that I came to him. You know, I just figured that you didn't want to be, you know, under their rules anymore. And hey, look, these are great stoves.
Really good. It goes all the way up to 550. That's like lava. Hot.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Very few people in my life have ever treated me as good as you do. And that's gotta mean something good, right? And tonight I just have this amazing feeling like everything's gonna be okay. I'm done.
My boss made me go out for drinks.
Bev, come on.
Bev, what are you doing? I'm locking him out.
Come on, open up, or else I'll...
Oh, what? You break it down? Go ahead, you'll break your neck.
Enough of this. Where are you going?
I'm not
going
to be here for this.
Break my neck. Hi, Ma.
Hi, Raymond.
You idiot! We can't even afford a crib or anything, and you broke the window!
Come on, Bev. What am I supposed to do? Tell my boss that...
Raymond, you're bleeding.
Oh, man, I'm bleeding. Whoa!
You're getting it on the floor.
Stop!
You're getting it on the floor.
Stop! Give your arm up.
Stop bleeding.
Dancing.
I'm trying.
Stop bleeding. Stop bleeding.
Shut up.
Start moving. Come on. Bev, go get some peroxide and toilet paper. Hurry up! Is there glass in there?
No! Ow!
Run a little quicker! Your husband's bleeding to death here! Hold it tight.
Dad. Was my boss. I had to go.
Raymond, look at me. You have to be the man of this house. Which means bringing home the bacon. And when you say you're gonna be here, you be here. No more lying, no more drinking.
Ah!
What?
Help!
Come on! What?
What's happening?
Is that supposed to happen?
Yeah, I was so excited.
This is so gross.
Hello, beautiful. Hello, beautiful baby. Is this the most beautiful baby you've ever seen?
I'm serious.
Is this the most beautiful baby you've ever seen?
Well, to be honest, in a while, yeah.
Let's go see Bev. She wants to see you,
no.
Leo. Come on,
no.
It'll be fun.
Listen, darling, huh? Your mother's 15, your father's a moron, and they want us to celebrate. We know better.
I'll be back later. Come on, Leo.
For the record, I'm on your side.
Mr. and Mrs. Hasek, I have your baby for you.
Please, can you wait 1 second?
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, Bev. Sorry I broke your water. I swear nothing like that is ever going to happen again, okay? No more drinking. No more forgetting. I'm going to be good, all right? I love you so much, Bev.
Mr. and Mrs. Hassett, this is one of the most beautiful baby boys I've ever seen.
I didn't have a boy, I had a girl.
No, Bev, we had a boy, don't you remember?
I had a girl. I told Faye we were going to have girls together and they were going to grow up and be just like us.
No, we had a boy. So he's going to grow up and be just like me.
What? Here, why don't you try feeding him for a little while and I'll come back in about 20 minutes and see how we're doing.
All right. I'll try. It sure is.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Oxygen,
neon, sodium, hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium.
Yeah, we're going to get a good one. Okay, ready? Hold it. Ready?
Click. Jason and Amelia. Sitting in a Jeep. For Bev is getting her high school degree. Could you shh? I'm trying to study. 10 more minutes. Just quiet for a minute, Jason. Come on. Can he hit the bowl?
No.
Could you shh?
You're distracting me.
Alone.
He's not supposed to. You're his mother.
Yeah, Mom, I got 4 weeks to study before the SATs for the scholarship.
Bev, I know you're smart and you have your dreams, but you gotta earn a living.
This one pays for living expenses.
I told you to change his diaper an hour ago. He loves when you do it. I have to iron now.
But, Mom...
Change it!
Mommy has to study. Doing everything I can to get us out of here. Mr. Stinky Pants.
What happened? What? What happened?
You peed in my mouth.
Come here, Jason. Come on. Come on, big boy. Jason, God bless you. Why you make your grandma so happy? Mommy, Mommy, pee pee mouth.
I'll get this one.
What do I do?
Ready? Ooh!
Got it? All right, let's throw some more.
Check this out. Check it out.
You
don't need to. You don't need rocks after this. Oh, yeah! Yeah, right!
You okay? How long you been sick?
About, like...
Oh. Hey, Al, that's it. I'm done for the day.
All right, man. I see you, man. Yeah, on time, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's because we screwed up.
I said to him, B-O-B-B-Y, you re-enlist? I want a D-I-B-O-R-C.
Good.
I finally got the guts up to say it to him, Beth.
Good.
And you know what he said?
No.
He said he wanted one, too.
Oh.
I'm sorry to bother you with all this.
Mom, we're stuck.
He said he's in love with some girl named Monsoon. He's in here waiting. I'm taking care of our kid. And he's on some tropical beach falling in love with Monsoon. What the hell kind of a name is Monsoon anyway?
Mom, good.
That's good?
Mom, we're
now at
stuck.
Least we know Bobby's not coming back. So what are you going to do with the rest of your life?
Mom.
I don't know what to do with my life.
Mommy!
Jason! Faye has bigger problems right now. Be considerate.
Be careful.
What are we gonna do?
You were the best artist in school. Do something with that.
Like what?
Like me and my scholarship.
I'm not as smart as you, Bev.
I'll help you.
Yeah. Just you and me.
It's always you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah? I can wear it and return it. Finish me up. Perfume. Height. Refill. Okay, put it down. Look.
You look beautiful, Mommy.
No, say that I look smart.
You look smart, Mommy. You do.
Thank you. Now, I'm gonna drop you off with Daddy. And then, Mommy is gonna go do something that's gonna change the rest of our lives!
Yeah.
Come on, let's go! Stay with Daddy, and then maybe later we'll have a celebration. Ray? Al, where's Ray?
You tell me. He didn't show up for work again today.
What?
He comes and goes as he pleases.
Oh, I can't believe this!
I want to stay with Daddy.
He's not here. You're gonna have to come with me. Get in the cab.
I
want
to play.
You'll play later.
Daddy, I want to play.
It won't take long. Pardon me. Excuse me, where's the scholarship in a few rooms?
Up there.
Sorry.
I've called you for two reasons. One, of course, is to meet the girl who wrote such a tremendous essay. The other is to compliment you on your strong effort. We've narrowed it down to 7 girls, and you should be very proud to be in that group.
Thank you. If you pick me, I will not let you down. I will be everything you're looking for.
What I'm getting at is, we want to be very sure that the person we will give this to will not only graduate, but will go on to graduate school and not be someone who will be...
distracted.
Yes.
Not me. I finish everything that I start. And if you give me this scholarship, you might as well give me my master's degree because nothing gets in my way.
Bah. Bah. Bah.
Yes, well, okay, you probably need to get going. We'll call you when we know.
When will you know?
2 weeks. It's a pleasure meeting you, Mrs. Hanson.
Don't make me go crazy for 2 weeks. This means so much to me. Mr. Pice, I'm not going to get this, am I?
I'm sorry, no.
N-O, no.
Thank you.
Daddy.
Hey! Hey, big guy. What's going on?
Come say hello to Uncle Lizzie. Uncle Lizzie. Woo! You magazine. Why do I look like this today? Most important day of my life.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Bev, I'm sorry.
No, not sorry. Where were you?
I was...
No, where were you?
No, I was...
No!
I had the...
No. Where were you?
I... Come here. Say something.
You can't hide behind Jason.
Yes, he can.
I am invisible.
Help me out, boy. Come on.
Hiding behind Jason's not going to work this time. Answer me.
I forgot.
You forgot. You forgot! You forgot! Do you know what it's like to have a dream?
Yeah.
Shut up, Lizard!
What?
I woke up this morning truly believing that by this afternoon my life would be different. Not only because it was my dream, but because I earned it. And now look at me. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and I'm just another angry housewife yelling at her husband on the lawn in front of the entire neighborhood! Yeah! That's me! Wonderful! Thank you, Ray!
You look smart, Mom. You look really smart.
Come on, Bev. Whole college thing, it'll work out.
No, it won't. And I'll adjust.
Bev. Should I have left?
It's family legend and a huge deal in her book, the day she didn't get her scholarship. Only to me, it's not about how Ray let her down. It's about how my mere presence at the age of 3 forever crushed all my mother's dreams.
Is this a comfortable silence for you?
Yes.
Are we gonna do this all day? You not telling me what's wrong?
Okay. I'll tell you, but you have to promise not to go crazy.
All right, I won't go crazy.
I think it may be a good idea for me to transfer schools. And instead of NYU, I'm thinking Indiana might be a nice school.
What? No.
Let me finish. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't
thought
really
about
want to hear anymore. The answer is no. You have 2 years left, then you'll be finished.
No.
And you'll be educated, and you'll be a college graduate, and you'll have the life I always dreamed of.
Hey, Vic, these are for Mimi.
Oh, hi, Bev.
We'd like 17 deluxe delight burgers. No, actually, make that 20 delight fries.
And 20 delight cones.
$11. 20 delight fries.
Looks like Bev finally found a job that suits her.
They're ready.
Come on. Rick, here you go. Yeah, right there. Now go. Get the chief. Yeah! Paul? Right here.
Please, thank you. No yelling. And smile, okay? Even if she's a real bitch. Mrs. Forrester, nice to see you. Is Faye home? I swear, I haven't smiled in like a month. Your mom taking the kids to the movies is great. Hey, shut the door.
Okay. You play nice, kids.
Oh, what are these? Ray gave me two of them.
What do they do? Bev, I don't want to see my skull or anything.
Well, Ray's always trying to get me to take them with him. He says they're great to take them with someone you love and trust.
Say?
Yeah. Do you love Amelia?
Oh, no, man. Don't get heavy on me now.
That's a real question. I mean, we didn't just get to pick all this.
Because we got knocked up?
Because romance took a strange turn for us.
Yeah. We got knocked up.
Mommy, Mommy.
Oh, good. I want to thank your mother. Mrs. Forrester, I would love to have a moment where we could forgive each other for whatever it is that keeps us from being close. I'm sure you've said awful things about me. And you probably heard me call you Ice Crotch a million times. But I did it because I thought you hated me.
Amelia? Faye, I'm taking Amelia to the movies right now.
Bye, Mommy.
But what about Jason?
I assume his mommy will be leaving soon. And I wouldn't want her to leave without him.
But, Ma.
Let's go, baby. Come on. We'll have fun.
Bye, sweetie.
She loved hearing that.
It just fell out of my mouth.
Go inside and watch TV.
But I don't want to. I want to stay out here with you.
Yeah, well, right now, Mommy's having a hard time being around you, and I need to talk to Faye about it, so go.
But I don't have anything to do.
Well, use your imagination. Go. So,
what was the question?
Do you love Amelia?
Yes, I love Amelia. And you love Jason, right?
Yeah, I love him, but...
You love him for what?
Sometimes I don't know if I really, really love him or I have to love him. And since I don't know, it scares me to death. God. Good people don't think this way. What's wrong with me?
Bev?
Yeah?
Take my word on this. You really do love him. I think that sometimes we love people so much that we have to be numb to it. Because if we actually felt how much we really loved them, it would kill us.
That doesn't make you a bad person. It just means your heart's too big.
Well,
that's a good way of looking at it.
Jason! Jacob! Jacob, don't panic!
Jason, no!
Wait, don't pull him out yet. He'll freeze.
I'm sorry.
I'm getting a towel.
I'm so sorry. That shouldn't have happened. From now on, I'm going to be more attentive. Do you know what attentive means?
No.
I'm going to be more responsible. Do you know what responsible means?
No.
Oh, I should have read to you more. No, come here. I'm so sorry. I'm a terrible mother.
Yeah.
Scooch. Jason. I love you. Okay?
We play kickball. Wanna play? What's the play?
Oh, adults inside, kids outside. That's $20. Do you know how much you can buy with $20?
Uh-huh.
My parents were always buying me stuff I hated, so. But the card is your real present. I got a little carried away, but it's a plan for your life. Here, I'll read it to you. Dearest Jason. I'll tell you what, we'll catch up later. Are you ready to go have fun?
Yeah!
Okay, good. Oh! Go have fun.
Adults, everybody come in!
Hey, yo, Davey.
How
I got
you
your stuff.
Thank
I'll give
you.
It to you later.
The card was the present?
She said it was a plan for my life.
She's crazy.
You guys be careful over there.
Be well.
What?
Oh, yeah, minimum wage is what? $1.60 an hour? I'll pay $160 just to use your oven.
Lizard, I really don't think my parents want you using their oven to dry weed. Oh, thanks. I made it for him.
You did a great job.
You stayed up all night, huh?
Yeah.
It looks delicious.
You did good.
Hey, give me another beer.
I'm waiting.
Make it two.
Bev? Bev?
Yeah.
Don't break my heart and tell me you don't remember me. Hmm? Braces, short curly hair, pimples.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I graduated from Berkeley.
Berkeley.
I spent the year just driving around, seeing everything. A couple of days, I head back to California. You know, I get my master's. But I wanted to see you first.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah. Just to say hi.
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 Bev! Hey, Bev!
Excuse me.
Tina!
Bev!
You actually came! I'm so glad.
Of course I came.
This is from, Joey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Joe got you something?
Thanks, Joe.
Right there.
Whoa, that's outside. Outside. Toys.
Come inside and say hi to everyone.
Oh, I can't. Kevin's waiting by the car.
Yeah, this is fiberglass.
I just came to say goodbye.
What do you mean?
Kevin and I are engaged.
You're pregnant.
Wow. Kevin's been in law school in New York, and he couldn't stand being away from me. And I want to tell you before you heard it from somebody else. I'm going to college. Kevin's father's some bigwig, and he got me to that college in New York. The real good one.
NYU?
Yeah.
You're going to NYU?
Yeah.
shit. It's Jackie O.
Come here.
Hey, what's that?
This is the only thing that my father ever gave me. It's supposed to be good luck, but it wasn't good luck for him. It hasn't been good luck for me, but I was thinking maybe it'd be good luck for you, but I don't know. Maybe it's stupid. I couldn't rap.
No, they're not stupid. They're great. I love your guts, Dad.
Yeah. I love your guts, too. Did I scare you?
No. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to see if you're okay. You okay? Hmm?
Why'd you cross in the street there?
I'm gonna go for a walk.
Maybe just around there.
Yes. Come on. Come on, tell me what you're thinking right now.
I'm 22 years old. That's almost 30, and I still haven't accepted that this is my life. And I just wish that I could be dumb, and then I wouldn't know better. And I could be happy and stop hoping. And I'm telling you this like you're interested in my boring life.
Why don't you come to California with me, Beth? I've got room. I could take all of you. I mean, if you want to change your life, you can. If money's tight, it doesn't matter. You've always been smart, Bev. Look, it's easy. You want to go to college?
Yes.
The state pays. The state pays, Bev.
What? Ray would never go for it.
Ray loves you. I'll do it. Right? Just do whatever it takes to get out of here, Bev. You don't belong here. You don't. Oh, Bev.
Thank you for saying the things that you said tonight.
It's just good to see you smile.
Mom!
Yes?
I woke up and you were gone! She's not supposed to leave a kid alone in a house! It's dangerous! I could have choked!
I'll talk to Ray.
Hey, just let me know. My classes start up. Night, Bev. Night, Jason.
So, what do you think about California, Ray?
I'm gonna stop it.
Look, I just... I don't... Hey. You wanna go to California?
I wanna go if you wanna go.
All right, let's go to California.
Yes, Freddy!
Oh!
No,
thank you, Freddy! Thank you, thank you,
Ray, don't forget to get baby aspirin for Jason.
Baby aspirin.
Okay. I'll finish packing.
Yeah, baby aspirin. Hey, you guys see Lizard?
Over here, it's Ray. Okay, upstairs.
is Ray.
Bev, I'm so sorry about California.
Janet.
What'd you... He's down the stairs in the basement with your father.
Okay. What's going on?
I don't know.
Here, come on, why don't you sit down? Come on. Get your jacket off.
Say it. All right.
Jason, how's it going over there?
Trouble.
Your husband has come to me because he has a problem. And he wants my help. Raymond?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bev, how's it going? Okay. Oh, I got a... I can't do it without a thing. Dear Beverly, please don't go crazy when you hear this. But I regret to inform you that I am a junkie. I spent all our money on heroin. I spent everything. I even spent the money for the... Jason's aspirin on a fix. It was just a tiny fix. But what? But I spent that too.
Heroin? I knew you drank a lot, but heroin? Jesus, Ray! For how long?
I don't know.
No. For how long?
2 years, October 31st. Halloween night. Remember when Jason was a monkey?
Could you stop?
I'm not
that's
named.
Sick and sleeping.
Stop
all the time.
I'm clearing.
God, I feel so stupid for not knowing.
Sorry, Bev. I'm really sorry.
Oh, shut up! Don't say sorry. Of all the things you could say, sorry doesn't mean anything.
Stop.
No, you've done this to me for the last time.
You're not helping because you don't pay attention. Now listen to me. Everything I'm doing right now is for that boy. He needs a father. This is his father. I didn't pick him. Now your husband's going to be sick for a while. Your mother and I are going to take Jason while you help your husband. You got it?
You know what? I don't want your help. I can take care of my own kid.
Bet.
Feel better? Are you gonna throw up again? Here, Ray.
Oh, no! This is so gross. Oh, my God, please kill me, please.
Okay, fine. But would you stop screaming? You're gonna scare Jason.
Oh, my God.
I gotta get more sheets.
Cincinnati Dancer.
I just need to rest between rounds.
Sorry you didn't get to go to California.
Please do not let me stop it! Get off the dog!
Thank you.
Why are you whispering?
Because I don't want to wake your dad up.
He's not here. He left.
Hey,
Ray. Ray?
Bev, let me just...
I...
Jason's in his room, and he can hear us.
All right, Bev, look.
Look at me.
What?
Bev...
Don't say you're sorry. Just go.
No, listen, Bev, I know what you're thinking, and I've got it all figured out, all right? Look, I just can't quit, okay? So you can't hold it against me if it's impossible, all right? It's just who I am, all right? But all I need is just a little bit just to keep me straight. Not enough to get me high, just enough to keep me straight, just like this, just like... Right? So what if we just keep it at that?
You want my permission to use a small amount of heroin forever.
Bev. Okay. I am going to get a good job. And one. Look.
No.
What?
No.
Bev, come on. This plan works.
Ray.
God.
I need you to think like a grown-up right now.
All right.
Like a 40-year-old businessman who takes a commuter train to work every day and makes responsible decisions.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll try.
You say it's impossible to quit. I believe you. I won't even hold it against you. But if you stay and you ruin our lives... And you know that you will. Then it's my fault. Do you want me to live with that?
No.
Hey, Dad. Guess what?
What?
I lost my tooth.
Hey.
See?
Yeah. Well, I just came in to say goodnight.
Dad.
Oh, we got one.
I love you. Dad, are you going somewhere? Can I come? Why can't I come?
Because your mom's... says that she doesn't think it's a good idea if we were around each other anymore. Probably not supposed to say that. Look. You're going to hear a lot of bad things about me. Okay? But only two of the three things are going to be right. So... when you hear something that's really, really bad, you try to think that that's the one time that they're wrong, okay?
Okay.
All right?
I love you, Dad.
Love you, too. All right, buddy? Hey, I gotta go.
No.
I gotta go.
Jason, what are you doing? Jason, you cannot go with him! I did this.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone!
If you will just get out of the street, then I'll leave you alone. But remember, I am your mother. And that means you're not allowed to stay mad at me.
Excuse me, can I get two coffees to go black?
Sure.
Where's the bathroom?
Two coffees black to go.
Hello?
Amelia.
Oh, Jason. So glad it's you. Have you seen your father?
No, we're not there yet. I
got your message.
You did?
Yeah. I love you too.
This is the greatest conversation of my life. This is the greatest conversation of my life.
Okay. So,
wow.
I'm all packed. I've almost got you all packed, and we're leaving tonight. Oh, how did your mom take it?
Well, there was a discussion, and she had some questions.
But
I think I figured out a way for everything to be okay with everybody.
You did?
You transfer here.
Jason, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just trying.
Jace.
God, I'm screwing us up.
No. No, 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 no. You are not allowed to feel bad about us, okay? Listen to me. I'm not another woman you gotta handle. If you don't get on the plane with me tonight, we'll see each other every chance we get.
You are amazing.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Not. I'm furious at her. But I can't give up on you. And someday, if I'm lucky, maybe you'll stop raising her. You've been doing that your whole life. And you're young. You deserve to be young. We deserve to be young together.
Right now, I just can't make you happy. So
I gotta go.
Amelia, wait.
I'll call you when my flight gets in. I love you so much.
Sorry. Jason, are you coming?
Stations in color, you know.
Who'd you steal it from?
I bought it.
I was wondering if we could be alone for a minute, you know?
Alone is an unknown dimension to me. Talk.
I know I'm not your most favorite person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't change the fact that I'd like to help. You know, Ray was a good friend of mine, and I'd like to offer you a job. $200 an hour, just use your store.
Bye, Lizard. Take the TV with you.
No, it's a gift for me, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a gift for him.
We are badly in need of a family discussion.
Look,
It's not your fault. It's not. You can't handle a kid without being able to take away something he wants, right? And he doesn't have anything, so you can't take anything away. Now, he does.
I'll just wait. Right here.
It's not fair, Mom. I'm the only kid I know who doesn't have a color TV.
Yeah, well, I'm the only mother I know who wears ripped pantyhose.
I'm the only kid I know who has to wear ripped socks.
Yeah, well, I'm the only mother whose shoes talk to people.
Plus, I have to do everything around here. I have to shop, cook, clean, and do the laundry. I never get to play.
Yeah, neither do I. I go to night school, and when you work a double shift, I have to use the spare time to sleep and wash the sweat off. Okay, we're supposed to be a team, right?
No! You're supposed to be the mother, and I'm supposed to be the kid!
Yeah.
Madison, Amelia's freezing!
I'm not cold. My father wrote me again. He put in another picture of his wife. He wants me to call her mother more soon. I wrote back saying, she's not my mother. Only my mother is my mother. I hate him. Come on, Amelia, don't cry. At least your father writes you. That means he thinks about you. But I'll tell you this much. Wherever my dad is, I'd rather be there than out here.
Okay, we've got to focus. This is going to get you out of here. This is going to get me and Amelia out of here with you. And I won't have to ask my parents for any money. Okay? When we move to New York, I'm going to find the richest guy in the city. We're going to the penthouse. And you're going to be a big, famous author. And we're gonna have book signing parties for you.
Hey!
Hey, Grandpa.
Your grandmother wanted me to bring this by. Looks like you need it. Give me a kiss.
Oh, you're so big.
You might care that you're throwing snowballs at the house, huh?
Our mothers went to the store and they won't be back for a long time.
Oh, is that so? Well, be careful you don't break any windows. And it's your turn to pick a night to stay over, so you think about that, huh?
Okay, Grandpa.
Button up.
Grandpa? Mom's inside drying weed.
Oh, oh boy. These kids make small voices, huh?
Now, Pete, what do you think of that?
And everything, let's go. Leo, come on.
Hasek, you made bail.
The kid's out there, back in business in a day.
I know.
Go down there to Main Street. Well, you know that old brick building is like a mill. Just look around, see if there's anything going on.
Okay.
Nice talking to her.
Okay.
Find out. Yeah.
Sure.
How did they know? I won't ever tell you told. If there's anyone in the world you can trust,
hey, trash,
it's me. Thanks.
They took it all. They took all the money I was saving to get to New York. It's all gone.
They didn't take it. I used it to bail you out.
Why? Why did you borrow it from your parents?
My parents wouldn't even bail me out. It was the only money I could find. Would you want me to just leave you in there?
No. Who bailed you out?
Dennis.
Dennis? I thought your brother wasn't talking to you anymore.
Yeah, well, he rode into town on his big white horse to save the family name. But I had to make him a deal.
What kind of deal?
Since my parents are kicking me out, he wants to bring me and Amelia back to Arizona with him. He said he's going to cover my rent and food and anything I want.
If I don't...
If you don't what?
If I don't see you anymore. But I'm going to tell him no way tomorrow.
They like to hug a lot.
Yeah.
They'll never keep us apart. I'll call you as soon as they get there. I love you. Come on, Amelia. Honey, we gotta go now.
Bye.
Bye, Jason. Get in the car. You go, Dennis.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Dennis, drive carefully.
If I told you something really important, you promised not to get mad.
Tell me what.
You gotta swear not to get mad, or else I'm not gonna tell you.
Fine, I swear.
I told Grandpa.
You told Grandpa what?
I told him you were inside your own weed.
You what?
Why would you do that? Why?
I don't know.
No! You don't destroy everybody's life and then say, I don't know. Why? I was gonna use that money to get us out of here. Do you understand? You just ruined our lives.
That's not what you're supposed to say when someone tells the truth.
And the worst thing of all is Faye's gone. Because of you. I have no one.
Some things never change. Like me being confused about everything except what she's feeling.
We must be getting close. This is where he lives.
She won't admit it, but she's scared to death about seeing Ray.
Are you sure you're gonna be all right seeing him?
Sure.
You know, because he can wait in the car if you want. I completely understand.
I'm fine.
Raymond Hassick live here?
And you are?
Beverly.
It's for you! Come on, get up! Get dressed!
Yeah, hold on!
Come on in. He's indisposed, you might as well come in. Come on.
Thank you.
Sorry, I weren't expecting company here, so...
You've got some really cool stuff.
Yeah, I collect things.
Is it hunting season?
Oh, that's the firing range across the way. You into that? Ray!
Yeah! Sick!
Ray? afraid it's me. Beverly?
Bev! Hey! Hey, Bev, it's me, Ray!
I never thought he was being older.
What? Hey. Beverly, this is Shirley. Shirley, this is my first wife, Beverly.
Hello.
John.
Hey, man.
Right, this is your son, Jason.
Hey. Oh.
I wouldn't have known you.
Well. Yeah. Hey, thanks. Hey, you want to sit down?
Yeah.
You want to sit down?
Yeah,
hey,
let me get
come on.
This for you.
Clear off the thing. Why don't you have a seat?
Yeah.
Go ahead and clear that. Just, yeah, right there. It's good. Hey, get something to drink. You want something to drink?
I'm fine.
Give him something to drink. Get him an orange.
Could we be alone for a moment, then?
Late? Sure.
You want to...
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, thanks.
Great.
Right.
Let me lay this out for you. I've been making my living working at a small newspaper in New York. But at nights and on weekends for the past 6 years, I've been writing a book.
4 years. You told me on my 16th birthday you're starting a book. It was your birthday present to me, remember? That was 4 years ago.
Fine. 4 years. Happy?
Yeah. Just give it to him right.
Thank you. Enjoy.
I finished the book.
Really? That's great.
And they want to publish it. You know what this means. This is huge for me. This is everything that I've wanted for as long as I can remember, and it's here. But it's a small publishing house. So, since you're in so much of the book, the publishing company just wants to be careful about lawsuits.
There's a lot about you and drugs and illegal activities. It's not flattering.
Anyway, what I'm getting at is they would need you to sign this release, or they say that they can't take the chance publishing it.
I get it.
Excuse me. Ray. Oh, Ray. Sorry. Honey, no. Stop.
What?
Ray, stop.
What? Give me it.
She has to give you money for this.
What?
She wrote a book with you in it, and she's going to get rich. Then you get money, too,
Charlie,
right?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm asking how much should we get?
I'm not. I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay,
what?
What? Are you starting this?
$100,000.
What? Ray, did I ever ask you for a dime of child support?
Get out.
Hey, come on.
Come back when you got some money for us, all right?
Come on, Shirley, just calm down. Everybody just let's just talk.
Tell me to
calm down.
I'm the one that busted my ass trying to get us out of here, all right? So you shut up. And if you even think about moving, I swear I'm out of here, Ray. I swear I'm out of here.
Ray, I will never forgive you.
We'll get over it, trust me.
We should have given you more time to talk about this. It was rude of us, and I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
What are you doing?
My God, you were just gonna go and sign your life away to her.
God, I can't stand her.
Give me the keys.
No, you don't care. I'm not gonna get published, and you don't even care.
I just saw a guy who hasn't showered in a month. Whose teeth are rotting out of his head, who's living in shit, and he's my dad.
Don't do this to me. So don't turn this into your problem.
Do me a favor. Just pretend to be a good mother for 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes out of your whole life while I think about what just happened in there, okay? Where are you going?
You'll have to remember what you just said. As long as you live.
I'm not coming after you.
Good.
She hasn't changed, huh?
Everything's always happening to her, no one else.
Yeah.
Hey, come here.
Come here.
I signed that thing, okay?
Oh.
I can't give it to you, because she's watching from the window. Don't look. Don't look. I told her I came out to just take out the garbage and, you know, say goodbye to you.
Right, okay? Right.
So, well, hey, huh. come to think of it, this is probably the last time I'm ever going to talk to you, you know? I just want to say that look, I used to feel real bad about what I did, leaving you and all. But then a couple of years ago, your ma, she sent me a letter saying that, I don't know, what a nice kid you were, what a good man you turned out to be. And I like to think that I had a lot to do with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, even if all I did was stay away, it's still the best thing I ever did in my life. I can't give you the piece of paper right here. She's watching just like a hawk. Don't look.
No.
Don't look. Don't look. All right, so I'm going to come in like I'm hugging you, and then I'll, like, your pocket. Move your hand. I'm going to slip it into your pocket,
right.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to come in now.
Uh-huh.
Come in.
All right.
So lift up your arm
yep.
So I can pull. All right, it's in.
All right.
All right. All right. All right. Yeah!
You sure about this?
What, Shirley? Look, she'll get over it. Women want to forgive. Even a total screw-up, they want to help. It's in their nature or something. You know, I thought you just got to remember. You got to tell them that you need their help.
Or else they won't do it.
Lord knows I need all the help I can get, right?
Don't we all?
Bye, son.
A good mother. No, I was a great mother. But what I had to go through to keep you in one piece. I'm not asking for thanks, but don't do this to me, ingrate.
Who says I'm in one piece? Who?
You're the most normal person I know.
Normal? Normal? Did you know Amelia came to New York 2 weeks ago? It's Amelia who wants me to transfer. She wants me to go back and enroll in her school. But I can't go. I can't leave you. Because if something bad happens to you, it's my fault. I'm what went wrong in your life. I'm what you struggled to survive. You have to know that you wrote a book about it. I swore I would. Did you know I'm in love with Amelia? Oh, don't worry, she's left already. But here's the funny thing. She thinks I can't love her because she can't make me happy, and damn it, she's the only good thing in my life. I'm just incredibly screwed up.
Just so real clear about this, I blame you.
When does this job ever end?
You call it a job.
What do you think it is, a calling? I screwed up. I screwed up.
Come on, Mom, don't cry. Don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look. Look. Ray signed. Ray signed. Huh?
I don't care. Just go. Just leave me here.
Mom. I need your help.
With what?
Mom, wait. What do you... What about clothes?
They sell clothes in Indiana.
What about my apartment?
I'll take care of it. I'll take care of everything. Just go.
Well, how are you going to get home? No, it's better if I drop you off and I leave tomorrow.
If you don't go now, you'll never go. I'll be fine here. There's a payphone. I'll call someone. Just go.
Okay.
Wait.
Ah.
Stay there. I want to make something clear. I don't think I would have been better off without you. You are not what went wrong with anything. You were what saved me. And I want to thank you for that. Okay?
You're welcome.
Now hug me or I'll take it all back. I love you.
Love you too.
Jason, not that it matters, but does Faye know about you and Amelia?
Uh-huh. She thinks it's great.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Hey! I talked to her 2 nights ago. She didn't say anything.
Bye, Mom.
I'm supposed to be a best friend.
I'll call you from Indiana.
cold, huh?
Sure is.
You sure it's all right if I spend the night?
Yep.
Jason blames me for every horrible thing that happened in his life. Can you imagine?
Of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. Need you so, and I could cry, I love you so. And that is why, whenever I want you,
to hold.